It's Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 169. Matt Scott is joined by Chris Gamble and Stephen Bonner talking about James Loudspeaker's new Mavericks Architectural Cinema Division. Chris Gamble starts off talking about where these products fit within the home audio market.
I think the high-performance equipment is still at the high end of the industry. It's the biggest price-tagged item. It's only available to the customers with the biggest budgets and the most lavish projects. But that's good. That's good for business. That's good for people that are specializing in cinema. I think the industry at the moment, at the high end, is doing a fantastic job of promoting the home theater, the home cinema. Certainly in the UK, it's such a strong sector. It's one that we don't get involved in. Believe it or not, we tend to operate in another part of the industry and another sector. But from what I see is there are some great service providers supporting installers with their designs, with the specification of fabric treatments, furniture, going way beyond just the speakers, the amplifier. You now have some great resources like the cinema designer from Cedia. I think it would be good for James to get their speakers into that database. I know it's been heavily used now by integrators. But yeah, it's if you've got the money, you're going for a cinema. And if you don't have the money, you're going for Sonos or something. You know, there's such a big gap there.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.